Your mother, was she a housewife? Or,
no.
All right. And did she did go to college?
Yeah.
And where was that?
Wesley in Macon.
All right. And your address, your present address?
Barnea Retirement Club. It was built.
Mm-hmm.
Every 5 to 10 years, the river with heavy rains would come up to where it was from 1 to 4 feet on Broad Street.
Well, if there was a heavy rain, did you have a certain name for it?
No, frankly, I never thought of the rain itself. The only thing I thought of was the result of the rain. For instance, the overflow of the river and the damage that it did to the city of Augusta. Because the merchants, they were saddled with $1 million worth of mud whenever that happened.
Yeah. Well, a lot of, some people might call it a cloudburst, for instance, when it's a heavy rain. Do you have any kind of nickname for that? And it all comes down in a real short time?
Well, son, I don't have any special memory
okay.
of any of the showers that took place. As I say, the only thing I remember was the results of those things that took place. I wasn't conscious of what caused them, but the only thing that I remember was the...
Okay. Well, what would you call a storm then if you saw it that had thunder and lightning? Would you call that anything special?
Because the truth has been thunder and lightning never had any frightening aspects to me. In fact, as a businessman, I used to think the most beautiful thing that I could look at was the streaks of lightning, lightning that streaked across the sky in its various forms, and to me it was beautiful.
Yeah.
But they were, of course, Augusta had an earthquake way back in 1800.
Would you just want to repeat those terms that you told me? You don't have to hold it that close.
Well, we had very heavy rains, so we spoke of them as gully washers or trash lifters.
Okay. Any other terms?
No.
Okay. Lightning and thunder. And someone asked you what kind of storm it was. Would you call it anything? Would you give it a name?
Well, son, there have been some frightening thunderstorms and the loud claps of thunder. And, of course, that was more or less typical to the weather conditions in the south here.
So you'd call it a thunderstorm?
Because we have such an abundance of rainfall.
Right. You would call it a thunderstorm, you think, then?
No, I couldn't call any special time of it. Of course, there have been numerous ones that made no impression on me as to the time and the history of it.
Yeah.
Only thing I remember that there have been numerous of those kind of thunderstorms that where the thunder was, the loud claps of thunder was the most frightening part of it, because it was so sudden it would come up, and the noise of the thunder was the only thing that, but as to the time, and I have no special memory of the occasion.
Well, do you have any bad winds around here at all? Do you have any bad winds, any hard winds that blow?
Yes, I had a cyclone here when I was about 10 years old that leveled off part of the city, but the main thing we had here was 1916 was a fire that destroyed half the residential section of Augusta.
Well, say the wind was blowing pretty hard. You'd say all night long the wind...
Son, I don't want to mislead you, because I wouldn't tell you anything that I don't...
Yeah.
That I can't give you the history of it, and I wouldn't want to pretend to know something that I don't remember.
Well, say as to direction then.